The unpreparedness of officials of the Bank of Ghana led to the abrupt end of the Public Accounts Committee sitting in Parliament yesterday. The committee was meeting with the Ministry of Finance and allied agencies, including the Bank of Ghana, on the status of the implementation of recommendations in the 2012 Auditor General's report. After taking the oath, an assistant director of the Central Bank, Leslie Akrong, informed the committee that due to miscommunication, they were not fully prepared to assist the committee in its work for the day.
We had a correspondence just this morning. The problem is that, you know, the banking department has relocated from the main head office to the CD House now, where formerly ADB was. So we'll be having challenges with communication. We just had it this morning, just about 10 minutes ago. Our head of department, also from a meeting from the head office, had to tell us that we have to be here. We were actually asked to come and plead with the committee if we'll have an insight into the and then we'll get back to the authorities and then get appropriate answers so that we get the appropriate people to go. We actually expect our chief internal auditor and a few other people to lead us.
You heard an official of the Bank of Ghana before the Public Accounts Committee. The chairman of the committee, Kweku Ajimaimen, who said without being properly briefed on what was transpiring, the committee could not continue its work for the day.
There are several queries against Bank of Ghana. We are demanding that the governor should be here. And I said at least the deputy governor. Officials from the bank should have prepared. If they had come prepared, we would have taken them as officials of the bank.
Kweku Ajimaimen, who is the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee. Before the committee adjourned its sitting, representatives of the Ghana Revenue Authority appeared. They answered questions bordering on the dishonoring of checks by banks. The acting commissioner in charge of domestic tax, Jima Asante, said the GRE has recovered all such dishonored checks.
Some of the taxpayers are currently before court. Those who have still not paid the outstanding liability. But in the specific issue that we are looking at, we have recovered all the checks that were dishonored. And even we impose penalties for the period that we have to wait for those taxpayers to make payment. Part of the challenges that sometimes we have with the dishonored checks have been as a result of the fact that the bank sometimes want to even confirm the checks that are presented before they are audited. So that somehow also contributes to sometimes the checks that are dishonored. But currently, the banks have, as it were, have agreed that if it is about revenue, the confirmation aspect is not considered.